This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. On the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington, thousands gathered at the Lincoln Memorial, capping a week of outrage over another police shooting of a black man. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
We're tired!
The speakers included families of victims, like Jacob Blake's father, who says America has two systems of justice.
The black system ain't doing so well.
George Floyd's brother says the nation demands change, and it's coming.
It's happening right now.
For Breonna Taylor's mom, though, change will come Election Day.
We have to stand together. We have to vote.
Decades after his dad led the original March on Washington, Martin Luther King III called on all Americans to do their part peacefully.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A judge has postponed a decision on whether a 17-year-old should be returned to Wisconsin to face charges in the killing of two people on the streets of Kenosha during unrest following the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Lee Filas is a spokesman for the Lake County State's Attorney.
Public defender requested a 30-day continuance of the case for Kyle Rittenhouse. It was granted. The next hearing is September 25th.
Rittenhouse, a white teen who was armed with a semi-automatic rifle as he walked Kenosha's streets with other armed civilians during this week's protests, could face a mandatory life sentence if convicted of first-degree intentional homicide. Wall Street advanced on Friday with technology stocks driving the S&P 500 to its sixth record closing high. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 0.57%. The S&P gained 0.5%. The NASDAQ rose 0.6%, an all-time closing high for that index. This.